I think the gospel reading today speaks very powerfully that our God notices tiny, small, insignificant matters. Even though they mean nothing in the eyes of the world, but they mean the whole lot to God. And this is the language worlds don't understand. Every time a millionaire gives a lot of money to charity, their name gets noticed. Get known, their name gets praised, and they get recognition for it. But if someone just simply do something small out of goodness, perhaps they're not going to be recognized by the world. This is the language that the world do not understand, that we love from the heart based on the quality of love, not based on the quantity of what we give. The language of faith, the language of discipleship, the language that make us Christians will not be understood by the world, and which lead us toward the first reading today. We have seen many crazy misinterpretation of the book of Revelation, especially now. I remember going to charismatic prayer group and stuff, where they said, oh, only when we speak an unintelligible language, then we are not in the spirit. But yet, all of them spoke different language, but no one understand anyone. So what's the point? What's the purpose, right? St. Paul also said that the gifts of tongues are one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but the greatest gift is the understanding of the will of God. If we speak everything, but no one understand anyone, then what image is that? The image of the Tower of Babel, where we think that because of our own ability or whatever justification we have, we build up our own tower. We build up our own wealth. We build up our own name. We build up our own whatever. But yet, division begin to happen and confusion begin to kick in because no one was able to listen to another person. So we see in our very own life too, the language of faith unite us because it make us close to Jesus Christ. And the language of Christ, the language of faith, is the language that this world can never understand. Because it's very hedonistic, because it's very focused on only apparent qualities and what can be seen by others. But it doesn't understand the heart. And the language of Jesus Christ is unintelligible by this world. It requires discipleship. It requires us to dig deep from within. And it requires us to give ourselves to Christ, to understand the heart of Christ, instead of just speaking and becoming more vocal like everybody else. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, as we end the liturgical year and that we are about to enter into the holiest season, the church has given us a time of Advent coming up soon. May we live Advent well so that our heart is prepared, connected, and united with Jesus Christ so that we learn to speak from the heart. And even if no one else in this world understands why, our hearts knows why. Our hearts know Christ. And our hearts know that God sees the simplest action. And even though it's insignificant by this world, it matters to Him because He understands us.